Blog Talk Radio.
This is XBN, XXBN.net, Raleigh Durham Chapel Hill, a service of Swap East Media, powered by Blog Talk Radio. Swap East is www.swapeast.org.
What's up, everybody? This is Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh with your fresh host, Zach. And Tommy, which one are you?
What? Which one am I?
Which one are you?
I'm the best one.
No, you're not the best. I'm talking about I had a real hot and fresh. No, actually, I'm the real one. I take that back. I'm the real one. So who are you? What are you?
I'm too. I'm the real hot one.
Are you sure? I don't think so. Anyway.
Okay, yeah, I take that back. I'm the real hot first one.
Okay. That's nice. Anyway, but tonight, Tori, she's not here. She had other things to do. So you got Tommy and Zach tonight. So we got a real hot topic for you tonight. Yeah, this is the hot topic tonight. Ain't that right, Tommy?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think that we should hop right into the topic because, you know, this is a topic where, you know, a lot of people are doing it these days. I mean, for y'all who may not know, who may not have a computer, the topic tonight is MySpace and Facebook really the new prostitution ring? And what we mean by that is, you know, like these days, a lot of people, you know, you don't have to stand on the corner anymore to get somebody. All you got to do is log on to Facebook or log on to MySpace or wherever else, find somebody, and still do the same thing, get cash. So, Tommy, how do you feel about that?
Everybody's got mixed feelings on it. I personally just think, you know, be careful who you talk to. Get some real-time pictures or whatever so you can actually get some sense of the person.
That's true. But, you know, but the thing about, you know, these days, you know, like who you're looking at online may not be the person that you think you're talking to, you know, because so many people, they always have to be so mischievous, and they always got to, you know, put up a fake pic or, you know, they'll put the wrong stats. Like some may say they're this tall, but they're really that short, or some may say they're this buff, but they're really this skinny, or vice versa. So, I mean, you really don't know what to believe.
No, you got to say the obvious one. They might say that they're, you know, average body type and then they're swole.
Right.
That's the real one you get a lot.
and then that's the worst, too. You know, one of them might put up,
it
is the worst. You know, I mean, you're going to put up an attractive pic. You know, so you're like, ooh, this girl is looking good. And then when you meet her, she's busted. You know, I don't think that's not nice.
I think it's just people that hate who they are.
Yeah. Exactly.
You don't like
the
way you look, you can't find nobody. You got a lot of people like that. Because once they find out the truth anyway, what do you think is going to happen? You're just going to keep talking to them online and never actually see them or something?
I know. But you know what? But see, the funny thing about that is, see, the reason why some people do that, you know, like, you know, they may know that they're not attractive. So what they'll do is, you know, they'll talk to you online, and then they're hoping that you like their personality. So whenever you do meet them and then they're not what you thought, they're hoping that, you know, your great conversation will overcome their unattractiveness. I mean, that's fine. I mean, that's how some of them really think.
Yeah, that's crazy thinking right there. Your unattractiveness and the fact that you just lied to me, that's going to ruin anything you wanted.
Mm-hmm. It really is, because for one thing, you know, because now I'm thinking, okay, well, yeah, you know, we had a good conversation, but you lied to me from the start. You know, I showed you my real pic. I told you my real status. But no, you're looking like a gremlin. So, no.
Exactly.
So, no, it's, I mean, people, I mean, you really need to put your real face up there. You need to put your real stats up there, because in the long run, it's just going to hurt you. You know what I'm saying?
He's there to put no pick at all.
Yeah, exactly, no pick.
I mean, you still get friends with no picture, because I had them before I had my pics online. I had friends on there. After I got my picture on, I got even more friends. So.
Oh, are you sure you got more friends after the picture was up there? Because it sounds like you got less after the picture. Are you? I'm just saying, because it's. But no,
how many friends do you got on yours?
I'm sorry. What about
how many friends you got on yours?
Well, you know, well,
let's get on some numbers here.
Let's see. I'm in the double digits. I got the double digits.
Double digits.
Is that good? I don't really know, because I don't really get on MySpace because I have a life, unlike you, who get on there all the time.
Hold up. I ain't gonna lie. I don't even have a computer, so.
Ooh.
You can't even say I get on there all the time. I ain't got no computer. The one I had, I got rid of.
I mean, can we get in the 21st century? I mean, I'm just asking. You know, I gotta ask. Some people won't.
Well, you got a computer. You ain't on this. What are you saying about that?
But I have a lot.
You and your double-digit friends, that could be 10 people.
That ain't funny.
Hey, and that's counting Tom.
Tom is my first friend. You leave him alone.
That is bad.
But now, really, you know, like those kind of sites, they're really made, you know, I think, you know, to like meet people, you know, kind of network with people, you know, meet different people. But Tommy, but what do you think? I mean, it's like it becomes something that can be bad because, you know, kind of like, you know, it can
like
be something
offenders.
Like, huh?
Or like sex offenders?
Yeah, sex offenders, you know, just prostitution. You know, there's some kind of show that comes on. I don't watch it anymore, but I've seen it. But you know that show whenever they was catching those sex offenders, you know, trying to talk to those little girls or they thought was little girls, it was really cops. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. And the girl be like, yeah, I'll be right out. And then dude comes out.
Yeah. I mean, you know, stuff like that. I mean, the internet has really became, you know, something that I think is taking a negative effect. Now, I'm not saying the internet is negative, but it's just that a lot of people are using it, you know, for their own pleasure, their own negativity, because you really can, you know, go online, you know, find a girl or whatever, you know what I'm saying, she give you her price, y'all go meet, and bam, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, what do you think?
I think it ain't tricking if you got it, no, I'm just playing. No, I mean, if that's what people want to use it for, that's their own business. If they're over 18, what can you really do? They're grown-ups.
That's true.
Or at least by law, they're grown-ups. You know, they might still have a young state of mind.
That's true. All right, listeners, you got your boy Zach. You got your boy Tommy up here. We're talking about, is MySpace and Facebook the new prostitution ring? We want to hear your comments. Please call us, 646-200-3136, and tell us what you think, because I'm pretty sure a lot of y'all got MySpaces. And what exactly are y'all using it for? Are you using it for friends? Are you using it to get friendly with friends? You know what I'm saying?
Which is my buddy.
Exactly. Because, so Tommy, so have you met anybody off of MySpace or Facebook or anything?
Actually, where I'm sitting right now, I met a girl's house I met on MySpace.
Oh, why? Are you serious?
Yes, I am.
Are you serious or are you just joking?
No, I'm dead serious.
Yo, boy. Okay, well, you know what? You're going to have to take some time and explain this one. Okay, so you met a girl on MySpace.
Yeah.
I'm about to be nosy because you know how I am. So what's her? Okay, sure. Okay, so where is she from?
Arizona.
So you're telling me you're in Arizona right now?
I'm in Arizona right now.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Tommy is now hosting the show from Arizona right now. Okay, so you're in Arizona. What's the weather out like? How's it out there? What's the weather and stuff?
It's actually like 70 right now, 70, 75. It ain't dark outside yet over here.
Oh, okay, because you turn up the heat at night, right?
Huh? Really, inside just alone.
Okay. Anyway, okay, but seriously, okay, so you met her online. So, I mean, so explain it. I mean, you know, what she was on her profile?
She actually looked better than she did on her profile, to be honest with you. I saw her in the airport, and honestly, I didn't even really recognize that she looked that good.
Really?
I saw her picture online. When I saw her in person, it was a lot better.
So is she older or younger than you?
She's older than me. She's 4 years older than me.
And like, does she live with her family or?
She's actually got two places that she rents out, and the one we're staying in right now is an apartment.
Okay. Any children?
Three.
She got three children.
Yes, she does.
Okay, so I guess they who?
I said, I done met her kids. They're cool.
They're cool.
We all went skating.
Skating?
Yeah.
Dad, where you daddy now?
No, I'm not dad. And I would never tell them to call me dad. I'm not their dad. Their dad's in their life.
Yeah, because you don't know how to be a dad, so.
I mean, you said I don't know how?
Don, you don't know how to be a dad.
But I don't have kids.
So I guess the important thing is there anything, you know, that like y'all talked about online that you found out was different whenever you met her in person? Like, I mean, like not just her looks, but just like, you know, where she stayed or, you know, her age or anything. Was everything
how we are, how she is and how I am is pretty alike. You know, we don't lie. Everything's straightforward. I tell you the truth, whether you want to hear it or not. And that's how she does me. And what she told me online is what she is in person. Of course, I didn't just talk to her on MySpace and then just up and fly out here. But, you know, we talked on the phone for a little bit, and then I came out.
And you know what? That right there is the fly out part. It's interesting in itself. So, okay, so you flew from North Carolina to Arizona. You know, how long have y'all been talking on MySpace?
We actually weren't even talking that long. Probably we've been on there since probably a good 2 months we've been talking. That would include online and on the phone.
Online and on the phone.
Okay, yeah,
so listeners out there, that's another question. Do you think that's safe? You know, you meet somebody online, you only talk to them 2 months, and then you fly out there where they at. Is that safe, listeners? Come on, call in. Let us know something. I mean, so Tommy, so obviously you flew that far. I mean, I guess you didn't really think of any danger that could have been waiting for you, no?
Yeah, I thought about it, but I mean, if she wanted to fly me out here just to hurt me, that'd be kind of a waste of money.
Wow.
And plus, I mean, I'm not really worried about it too much. For a woman to fly out to meet a guy, that'd be one thing, but for me to fly out to meet a girl, that's a little different. I guess you can call it a double standard, but whatever.
Well, that's you all day. But you know what? But another thing, too, is that's kind of interesting because, you know, there are a lot of people who go online. I mean, you know, some people do fly from state to state, you know, meeting people that maybe they only known for 2 months or maybe less, you know, maybe like a month or something. And then, you know, they'll go, you know, meet these people and stay with these people. And really, they don't know. I mean, the only thing they know is what they've been told. Yeah. That's interesting.
The thing about it is, I mean, you might meet somebody online, and you might say, well, can't you meet somebody where you stay at? Well, that might not be the case for some people. I'm not going to say it's not the case for me, because I meet people all the time. But she's just the type of person that I really like, and she's that cool. And ever since I've been here since Wednesday of last week, And there has been nothing but good times since then.
Really?
Not to say there could be some bad ones or something like that on the way, but for now, it's all good.
Really? So what it sounds like is not all meets on MySpace or wherever, on the Internet, put it that way. They're not all bad, correct?
No, I guess it's all them who you meet and if they're really who they say they are. I mean, of course, a lot of people's going to find some liars and stuff out there. But fortunately, you know, for me and her, we're both, you know, some really honest people. Now, don't get what I say wrong. I'm not going to tell people, yeah, go ahead and get on MySpace, meet people, and go ahead and fly across the United States and meet them and all that. I'm not going to say that. But, you know, you meet somebody on there, talk to them for a while and try to get to know them, really. Mm-hmm. And pay attention to what they say, because you might be somebody interested in it, you might be the liar.
That's true. Now, even though you met her, I mean, would you, like, well, I guess you kind of said you wouldn't, but I mean, but like, would you encourage people, you know, to kind of look at that as like a way to find dates?
Well, no, I mean, of course I got the dating websites and all that. Or you got those phone numbers you can call on TV, Quest and all that stuff. I'm not going to say this is where you go to date, you know, and all that kind of stuff. I wasn't on there personally looking for a girlfriend. I was talking to girls all over the place. I had girls in Germany that I talked to, and if I had the money to fly there, I would have flew there. But I mean,
that's what I'm talking about. See, a lot of people have this spontaneous, free attitude as you. I mean, you just said that here you are, you know, you're from North Carolina, and it, you know, you would have been willing to fly to Germany. And I mean, but see, now with you, you know, like you said, you know, you are a guy, so you can probably take care of yourself a little bit better, but you know, but there's a lot of people who are guys who maybe can't take care of themselves, or especially girls who are just flying all over the place meeting these people that they don't really know anything about. And I guess the point is people need to be careful, because you're out here, you're meeting all these people, you're listening to what they have on their profile, you know, you call them on the phone, y'all webcamming, but all of that is it's all fantasy in a way until you actually meet, and then it becomes reality, and then you can actually see that person, you know, because Tommy, I'm pretty sure you agree, like a person, they will put their best feet forward, you know, when they first meet you, you know.
Yeah, they will.
I mean, yeah, and then once you meet them, you start to see little this and little that, and it's crazy.
The real them starts to come out, because, you know, with them, they're going to real. In the beginning, everybody's going to want to, you know, act their best or be on their best behavior to speak and really try to impress you. But I feel like I don't have to impress you. If you don't like me for me, that's it. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to try to be something I'm not or somebody I'm not. And she's the same way. She's straight up. How she is how she is. Take it for that or leave it.
So you said you were talking. Go ahead.
But I mean, a lot of people just really need to be careful who they meet. If you go and fly across the United States or fly to some other state to meet somebody, and it's a girl meeting a guy, I'd say if you could take a friend with you, you know, be
yeah,
a little
true.
Bit safer. Don't meet them at their house or stuff like that. You know, meet them in public, and you get to a hotel.
Mm. Okay, so do y'all have any more plans set up?
Well, me and her?
Yeah.
I'm actually, you know, looking for jobs out here, so.
You're looking for jobs?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
It's nice out here.
Really?
Yeah, it is.
I want to know. Well, that's cool. Okay, so now you're looking for jobs. It's kind of sound like you're trying to make it somewhat of a more permanent thing. So, and
yeah.
Then you said that y'all only been talking for 2 months, so you don't think, you know, actually moving out there is kind of a rash decision after only 2 months on the Internet? What do you think?
Yeah, it could be. It really could be. I mean, I could move out here. I mean, I don't have any responsibilities right now, so why not right now?
Sure. Now, is she your only, is she your first Internet date or hookup or whatever?
To take it this far, yes. But, I mean, I've met my ex-girlfriend through my cousin's MySpace page.
Oh, please, not that pig. I thought, I thought you were talking about somebody that's worthwhile. We're going back to her.
Okay, I said my ex-girlfriend. it wasn't that serious. And that was a long-distance relationship. But it was a lot closer than, you know, me and my girlfriend now.
Well, hopefully you slimmed the girlfriends down. Ooh. That one right there.
Don't even know that. She wasn't even like that. Don't even try it.
I saw her.
And? She was not like that. Now, I won't lie. I ain't going to lie to nobody. She could stand to lose a few pounds, but she was. What'd you say?
I left her,
but now we were probably having a little bit of problems. It wasn't nothing serious, but it was just enough for me to go.
You want to start eating?
I don't know what she ate. You know, that's on her. I'm in shape.
Oh, my God. Okay, so what we're talking about tonight, people, is MySpace and the Facebook and other internet sites, are they the prostitution ring? And not just prostitution ring, or are they safe in general? You know, because a lot of people, you know, they meet people offline or online or whatever. You know, you go out there, you meet all these people that's in the room, you pick and choose who you want to. But really, do you know who you're picking and choosing? Now, however, our host Tommy here has actually, you know, he's talking to a girl that he met off MySpace for 2 months ago, and now he's actually sitting in Arizona. What part of Arizona, actually?
Phoenix.
Okay, so he's in Phoenix, Arizona right now. A girl he met off of MySpace, true story. He's actually sitting in Phoenix right now. And so far, Tommy said that everything's going good. So, you know, so there are good, you know, people up there, of course. You know, because I go up there, I'm a good people. So there's good people up there. And something wrong? You okay? Okay.
All you just beware, Zach is not a good person. Not
don't
a good
listen
person.
To him, people. The Arizona heat is getting to his brain. We're going to move on. So I guess the question is, what do you think? You know, what do listeners think? What do y'all think about this MySpace stuff? You know, what do you think about this Facebook? Because now my question is, Tommy. Now, I know that like MySpace and Facebook, I think they have an age limit, but you know, anybody's stuff that you can easily get around that. But now, how young do you think a person should be, you know, to have a page like that? I mean, cause anybody can put, I'm 18, and you know, you get a page. But sometimes, like, I think, like, I don't know. What do you think?
There ain't no real way to actually screen it as much as, I mean, they do what they can, but there's only so much you can do. Like, I've got girls on my page, you know, that I added as friends and sent out requests to, but their profile, you know, when you're clicking on it and all that, might say that they're 18, 19, 20, 21, whatever. But then when you actually read about them in the little section where it says about me, they might tell you that they're 14. So you might think that this girl is of age, but what she's actually doing is sitting there lying and she's actually a 14-year-old.
Exactly.
I've got some girls on my page like that, and I haven't had time to actually go on there to delete it. Because I actually went through and I was sending out messages and I came across that. And I'm like, well, how old are you? And she's like, well, I'm really 14.
See?
I'm like, okay.
I know.
But people like them, and then the parents want to get all mad at people for talking to them. But you can't blame a person for talking to a girl that says she's of age. You're not going to go out and card people when you start talking to them. I mean, that's just crazy. You meet a girl, she tells you how old she is, you take it for that. And, I mean, you got, like, 14-year-olds. I just met this girl, like, the other day. The girl was almost my height, and I'm 6'2". Turns out she's 12.
12?
12.
And she don't go somewhere?
And, I mean, it was crazy. I would never in my life have guessed that girl was 12 years old. But yes, she was 12.
Exactly. Because the girls, they're looking so mature these days that you don't know. You know what I'm saying? They'll put, 18 out there, and you'll believe it because that's how they look, 18. Because
exactly.
I remember, exactly, because I knew a girl, I think she was like 16 or something like that. You know, she had a MySpace page. But you should have saw all the guys she had on her page. I mean, she had all these guys on her page, but she can't even get out of the ninth grade. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, so, you know, so, I mean, their focus is really wrong. My thing is, I think, like, from, I don't know. I mean, anything under 18, I guess. I mean, I think, like, parents should really, you know what I'm saying, like, pay attention. If, like, you know that your child had, like, a Facebook page or a MySpace, you know, you really need to, I mean, not saying, like, in high school, you know, that might be kind of embarrassing, but at least middle school and especially elementary, because, like, I mean, these days, you'd be surprised. I say elementary, but kids are so smart. They know how to navigate through MySpace and stuff. So, I mean, like, if they do have pages, for one thing, I don't think they should be able to. The point is, if they got a page, the parents need to make sure, you know what I'm saying, see who their friends are on the page, because, I mean, if you see grown men, like a whole lot of boys or whatever for girls or for guys, you know what I'm saying? I mean, even the guys, I mean, like, too young, too many girls, you know what he doing, and for the girls, too many guys, you know what they're doing. So parents just need to pay attention to what they're on. Because MySpace and this internet stuff is something, you know what I'm saying? And then they be meeting folks, and then another thing, posting their naked pictures up there. You know, look at you on the couch.
Yeah, these girls and the guys too, but mainly because I don't ever see the guys' pictures or whatever, but I know, I've thought about it, but for the girls, they put all these pictures on there,
mm-hmm.
And I had about 380 something friends on my page at one point.
Whoa.
But so many of them had naked pictures on there on their profile, they all got deleted. So I got I got 290 right now.
Were they all bots?
No. No, these are actual girls. I mean,
those
I can get the bots in there. I know what the people are,
mm-hmm.
You know, bots on there. But these are some actual girls. And mm-hmm. The crazy thing is, they want to get on there and show all this stuff off. But when somebody actually finds out who you are and they see you out in public, and they're looking at you funny, how do you feel about it then?
Exactly. I mean, you don't put yourself all over the internet, and then in public, you want to act all decent. It don't work like that.
Yeah.
Now, do you know? Do you kind of think you know how old most of those girls are on your page, or no? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Well, like I said, normally I just go to their profile, I look at their picture, and if they look good enough, I'll add them, and later on, I'll go back and read all about them. If I feel like it. Normally, I don't really read about too many of them. But they're just the ones that really interest me or whatever. And you'll find out how old a lot of them really are. And a lot of them are not as old as they say they are.
That's so true. I mean, I just be surprised at how people be lying. I mean, I just be like, are you serious? I mean, is it really that serious to lie like that? I mean,
they're in too big a rush to grow up.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's so true.
You want to sit here and be talking to these 25 and 30-year-old guys and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
Stay in your lane. Stay in your own age group.
Yeah, stay in your lane, because once you get over there, you know, in the big lanes, you're asking for big trouble, especially if you're not ready.
Yeah. You're not playing a kid's game anymore. You're messing with adults.
Right. I know, like, a lot of them young girls, you know, they find it cute. Like, you know, an older man is paying them some attention or whatever. So they show their little whatever and, you know, tease or whatever. But
yeah.
Huh? But then whenever the man want to meet, you know what I'm saying, the man, he talking business. You know, you just over there trying to tease somebody. And then when he want to meet. And then another thing, too, y'all got to look out, too. You know, you got to watch out for, like, giving your phone numbers out, but you know, we're gonna talk about that after the break. And then we're also going to talk about some of the real negative experiences, which I have one. I have a negative experience. It wasn't from MySpace. It was from the Internet. So we're going to go into some negative experiences from these Internet sites right after the break. And then we're going to talk more about Tommy and his good finding of MySpace. Back in a minute.
Pledging Action is a small grassroots project under the umbrella of Schlapp East, a U.S.-based public nonprofit organization. The focus of Pledging Action is on helping sex workers of any gender or orientation. Pledging Action collects condom donations in the U.S. and mails them to an international organization for distribution. The organizations we service focus on sex workers' needs. Although we are currently sending condoms to two organizations in Santiago, Chile, we are always open to serving more sex worker organizations in areas of need. Pledging Action was created for the benefit of sex workers, not the general public. You can find out more at pledgingaction.wordpress.com.
Welcome back to Keeping It Rock and Roll.
I was not feeling it at all. and it came out so loud. It made me.
You know, they were loud. I mean, we really got to find some hip-hop music. Anyway, R&B or something. Welcome back to Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh from Raleigh, Chapel Hill. Okay, I'm not melting the phone. It's the Arizona heat. Anyway, so it's being here. So what we're talking about, if you're just now tuning in to the show, for one thing, you're late if you are tuning in. And if you are tuning in, we're talking about people who go on MySpace, Facebook, you know, all these type of books and spaces, you know, to find dates or either to find sets and just find all kinds of situations. But, you know, Tommy, he was telling us about that he actually been talking to a girl in Arizona for 2 months, and he's actually in Arizona right now. He flew out there to see her, and he said things are going good. So sometimes you can meet people, and it's pretty good. But then we're also talking about those times whenever, you know what I'm saying, you meet folks, and then they ain't who they say they were. You know what I'm saying? You thinking you about to date Beyonce, and then you dating Whitney Houston. But the point is, so it's just like a lot of trickery out there. So anyway, so before the break, we was kind of talking about, you know, some of the positive things, and then we also, you know, we're going to get into some of the negative part. And I have a negative story. Tommy, I don't want to.
You're a negative person.
But anyway. A few years back, you know, I met somebody, not on MySpace. I don't think MySpace was created then, but I think like on Yahoo Chat or something. The point is she was offline, you know what I'm saying? You know, we met and, you know, we was talking or whatever. And, you know, and we supposedly been like talking or dating or whatever. You know, we still like, you know, send letters, talk on the phone, you know, whatever.
Have phone sex and stuff like
that. Oh, yeah, that's right. But anyway, But to fast forward the situation, so, you know, she was white. She was a white girl, and then her parents, she didn't like, you know, they didn't like, you know, interracial relationship or whatever. So, you know, that was kind of a heavy thing, you know, right there. But then.
What is the deal with that? Okay, that's a topic for another show.
It is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we'll definitely have that for another show because that don't make any sense. But anyway, but the point is, they don't. But that made it really difficult. So anyway. So one day or 1 year, she wanted to come down to visit. But now we wasn't together at this time because, you know, she was from Michigan, and, you know, I'm here in North Carolina. So just that distance was just kind of, you know, and then we wasn't really, we didn't really have the funds, you know what I'm saying, to go see each other like that. So, you know, so she did come down, but she came down as friends. So I remember I took my tax money that year, tax money, gave her a bus ticket, brought her on down. Now, even though we were friends, but, you know, we used to talk or whatever. But you know what I'm saying? But she was.
Now, man, you bought her a bus ticket.
A bus? Say what? What are you trying to say?
Have you asked her now, bad? You know, I want to get here on the bus.
Well, do you think I care? Like I said, we were not together. So why am I going to rush her down here for? Like I was saying.
It's not a fact whether it's a rush or not.
Oh, what is it?
The bus?
No. No. What the fact is that I used my tax money. That's what the fact was. So shoot.
How much was the bus ticket from there?
You know what I'm saying? I'll tell my business that I'll tell y'all I didn't get much tax money that year, did I? That's
what
you
working
at. You know what I'm saying? Them little, what was I working at? Them
Dollar
little
Tree?
Who?
Dollar Tree.
Dang. The how do I am I how about, no? Oh, you trying to play me? Back to my story.
Hey, I'm just saying.
I work at old Dollar Tree. I was working at what was the Gap? Man, you know they want. I think you're talking. You were right there with me working in the fit room, looking crazy. Looking
that's
crazy.
Gap people.
But my point to this, story is when I met her, she won't nothing like. Like online, online, you know, online on the phone, she was nice. And then now get this, people. Okay, now one of her friends had called me. One of her friends had called me and begged me to not bring her down to North Carolina because she was crazy. That's what her friend said. Her friend said she is crazy. She's on pills. Don't do it. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Right there.
That was what?
But that's code right there.
That was a code. That was code. But I'm thinking, well, you know, I've been talking to her for years. You know what I'm saying? You know, we used to date, whatever. I just seen crazy. I said her friend just don't want her to leave. So that chick got down here. I mean, for one thing, when I first saw her, you know, I was looking around. You know what I'm saying? I was looking for somebody pretty. She looking like the swamp thing. I mean. Tommy, you remember how she looked? I mean, she just looked thrown away, didn't she?
Like she was high on cough syrup?
Yeah. She was so crazy. I mean, even though we was friends, she was very conniving. She tried to sleep with my cousins. She let guys just run train on her. She was nothing like what I thought. So, and I mean, it was crazy. So, anyway, so I think she stayed in here for like, what, 2 or 3 months, and then she finally went back to Michigan after cussing her daddy out first. But her daddy came all the way down to North Carolina, you know what I'm saying, to try to get her. She cussed him out real good and then sent him 13 hours back to Michigan. So, but, like, I think a week later, you know, she finally went back. But how about a year later, she came to North Carolina again and actually lived. How long did she stay here? About a year? Like
I don't know if she was here that long. I know she was here for something around at least 6 months.
Yeah. Well, just get this, people. Whenever she came back that second time, she had a baby this time. She went through a custody battle. She was in and out of people's houses. I mean, she was a mess. So my point.
And don't forget, she left the kid in the hotel room too.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, let me tell you, she left her 1-year-old child in a hotel, and then guess what? She gave him to eat, people. Oodles and noodles. Now, how is a 1-year-old going to cook some oodles and noodles while she out trolloping the streets? She was a mess.
And how did you remember how she gave it to him? She left a trail of candy on the floor to the bowl of noodles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when he woke up, he eat the food. He eat the candy all the way to the bowl of noodles.
Uh-huh. 1-year-old, people. 1-year-old. One. Not.
And did it twice, didn't she?
Yes, did it twice. That second time,
you know what I didn't understand though is why they didn't take her child from her.
Well,
I never understand that.
I don't understand either. But they did take her away. I mean, take him away for a while, but she ended up getting the no. But what I don't understand is how in the world are they going to take the child from her, but then they're going to give it to the daddy who was about to go to prison. Do you understand that? I mean, I'm confused.
They was wilding out, honey.
They didn't care. They did not care. So anyway, so, So, people, so as you see, there are crazy people online. I mean, even if they look how they look in their pic, you don't know how that mind is. That mind could be gone because her mind was gone. She was a sad child. She was very sad. And that's a true story.
A nutcase.
I told myself, and ever since then, I don't think I've been looking for no dates online. I mean, that was like years ago. Anyway, you know, when you used to be searching online, you see different people. No, I ain't done that no more because she was she was like a top person. I mean, she went through my whole family. I mean, my grandma met her, my mama, aunts, uncles. I mean, like my sister friends knew her. I mean, she was just making a name for herself around town, and it wasn't a good name. I mean, she was sleeping with anybody, letting folks just, you know, do whatever. But it's just funny because, I mean, the girl that I talked to online and talked to on the phone, I would have never known that were her. So, Tommy, so you're lucky. At least you think you are, anyway.
I won't even lie. I have met a lot of good chicks online. I mean, I can't say that through the experience of actually meeting them, but as far as personality goes and all that, online and on the phone, I mean, they've been some real cool people. Mm-hmm. And the only reason I'm here with this girl, to be honest with you, is because she paid for my flight to come out here.
Mm-hmm. Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. Shoot.
It ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's cool.
Hold on. Shoot, girls need to treat us out sometime.
Yeah. I like a woman that does for her man.
Exactly.
I ain't going to say you got to pay all my bills and, you know, come home and rub my feet or give me a bat and pay my dinner.
No,
we ain't going to go to all of there. We're just going to say, I like a woman. Do something out of, you know, the kindness of your heart. Just do it. I ain't got to ask you to. Just do it.
You know what I'm saying? Because, see.
I'm the same way. I do stuff all the time.
Exactly. Because, see there shows you know what I'm saying, by her paying your plane ticket out there to see her, that just shows you that she really wanted to meet you and see you. You know what I'm saying? See, that's
exactly.
Been an effort. Right. It's been an effort. So, Tommy, so why do you think, you know, these days online dating has a high number opposed to, you know, face-to-face dating? What would you think?
You could, just like where I lived at, I can go out any day and find, what, 5 girlfriends? But, I mean, they might not be the people I like, and normally they aren't. I run through a lot of girls before I find one that I like. When I say run through, I don't actually mean, like, have sex with and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't play that game.
Clarify. Thank you.
Yeah, I clarify that up, so, you know. But I run through a lot of girls before I find... Huh?
Go ahead.
I run through a lot of girls before I find one I want. So, I've been through I was single for about a year. And then I had my ex-girlfriend, and now I'm at this girl.
Okay. And then, you know, I think another reason why people do it is because, you know, it's you kind of get you don't really have those hassles as like, you know, like in person. You know, I mean, you could just...
Yeah, you don't have to be shy and all of that. I mean, you could be...
Yeah.
Not worry about nothing really because the person don't really know you. You ain't got to worry about them coming to your house and all this kind of stuff. If you don't have all your information on there online, you know, you got your address and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, use a screen name. You don't have to use an actual name.
Right.
And just put your state on there instead of where your town you live in.
That's true.
Or city you live in or whatever.
Yeah. And then another thing, too, I think is, like, whenever you do talk to people online, you sort of get to know more of them as far as face-to-face because, see, like, kind of like with texting, you know, a lot of people, they text first, you know, before they call now. You know, some people look at it like, well, they're hiding behind the text, which in some cases could be true, but also in another case, you know, it's something about whenever you write things out, it's something you can express yourself better, you know, because whenever you talk, you know, sometimes there are words left unsaid and stuff like that. So I think whenever you type or write things out, you know, you can express, you know, what's on your mind more clearly and better. So I think that's another reason why, you know, a lot of people like the online thing.
Yeah, and I mean, you get to meet such a big variety of people so easily. I mean, you just follow the click of a button and you can meet thousands of people easily.
You can. I mean, people
really
all
can.
Over.
All I have over. Friends all over the United States. And these, some of them, a lot of my girls that I talk to. And then I got girls overseas that I talk to. Mm-hmm. And I mean, all of them are cool. And I'm not going to jump on a plane and go fly out and meet everybody.
Yeah.
But you really can meet a lot of good people. And you can meet a lot of lying, bad people. And for the guys, you know, and for the guys messing with these girls that tell you the wrong age, once you hurt their feelings, they can end up getting locked up.
Yep.
Behind all of that, you know. Mm-hmm. And here you are getting locked up behind some chick you met on MySpace.
And that song.
That's crazy. So,
right. Hey, man, what are you in for? MySpace.
It relied on me.
but like you know, but the young girls, you know, like 15 or whatever, you know, you really do got to be careful, because I know, like, you know, you want to get online and then you want to, you know, create these accounts and put all your pics up there and, you know, meet all your little friends and stuff. But I mean, you really do got to be careful of, like, you know, the guys like in their 20s, you know, upper 20s or whatever. To them, you're prey. You know, they're preying on the young innocent. So, you know, y'all need to stop trying to be so fast. And then, like what Tommy said earlier, just be 15 and stop trying to be 25. I mean, I look at a lot of people, and I'm thinking, why are you trying to grow up so fast? Because I would love to be, 21. You know, I think 21 is the best age. I didn't know it was the best
age. Well, it's probably when you hit your prime and when you really start making things happen. When you're 21, of course, you can drink and you can go out and party and have fun. But when you're 31, you can do the same thing. You still got a whole new level of priorities than you did at 21. But you can still do it as long as you got your stuff together. But don't go out here at 31, you know, looking for something under 18.
Right.
I mean, try to stay close to your age group.
Yeah, and then it's just that, like, you know, younger people, you know, they only want to get older, you know, so that they can do stuff like party and club and drink. You know, it's never, oh, I want to get older so I can go to work. You know, people don't never hear that. Exactly.
you want to
hit
the party
that.
Life and all that kind of stuff. Well, you got to have a job to go with it so you can afford the party life.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just going to be, what, looking for some older man to take care of you? That's not life.
Yeah. It's not good. Now, you want to have your job so that you can party and have your own money to buy your drinks.
Yeah, when you're 15, go ahead and get out there and work and save your money up. That way, when you graduate high school, you can buy your car.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you did, Tommy?
I most certainly did not.
but see, people, see, the reason why he's staying there because he don't want you to be like that. That's right.
No, exactly. Don't be like me, even though I am great. I turned out great, but, you know, don't be like me.
Oh my God! So we're now 11 minutes down to the show. Had a very good topic. You know, what's going on MySpace? What's going on Facebook? What are those other sites out there? There's like some more. I know it ain't just MySpace and Facebook. Isn't there another one too?
What, Black Planet?
Oh yeah, yep, that's another one. Black Planet. I tell you the truth.
They got truth.
They got who?
Truth.
I ain't heard of that one, though.
Hey, there's one called Truth.
Oh. But you know what? Now, the thing that I do like about those type of sites is whenever you can, go to your friends' page and then see their friends, and then, you know what I'm saying, and then you go different. I mean, it's like an ongoing thing. You could just have so many friends on your page.
Yeah,
I mean
people
all
on there got millions of friends. Well,
yeah.
Usually those are the ones that are people like, you know, Jenna Jameson and all those famous people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are actually just some regular person with a Jenna Jameson profile.
Right.
But there is actually a Jenna Jameson online, and then there's, of course, Tila Tequila.
Mm-hmm.
She's always on there posting stuff.
Exactly. And then, like, sometimes you can get lucky, and then you might can find the right type of friends, and then, you know what I'm saying, shoot, they might invite you out to California or wherever, you know what I'm saying, party with them. So, I mean, you know, there's, like, some good things to it, but it's just, you know, you just got to be careful.
Yeah, I mean, I came out here as her friend, you know, just to check out Arizona and everything. And it turned out to be that we could actually date and get along like that.
Right.
You know, because we actually came out with the intentions of just being friends and everything, you know, just to check everything out and see how each other was.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Other than that, everything's good.
Well, with my situation, see, you know, my situation really, it really could have turned into something bad because, I mean, that girl, she had a crazy streak in her, you know what I'm saying? I mean, she was actually, like, you know what I'm saying, around my family, you know, she was, like, in my mama's house. I mean, and then really, you know, we didn't know her. I mean, not really. I mean, you know, I talked to her online and on the phone, but I didn't really know her. And then once I met her, I found out I didn't know her. So another thing, too, people, whenever, you know, you be going to folks' houses that, like, you met offline or either inviting them in your house, you got to be careful because you really don't know who you're inviting or whose house you're going to, you know, because that girl, you know, she could have, you know, killed us all. I mean, you know, I mean, she definitely showed part of her crazy streak. And then anybody who can leave their one-year-old child in a hotel room crying and hungry while she's out with some man, yeah, she's a little off.
Little.
Yeah, she's off.
That chick blown in an asylum.
She I'll tell you. But you know, but now that I think, you know, now that I look back on it, you know, I can kind of laugh. But like some people, you know, situations like that, they can't look back on it and laugh. So that's why I say just really be careful who you talk to, who you date online. I mean, you know, don't get into all that what they got. And yeah, I can get you this, and yeah, I got 5 cars, I got this big house. I mean, yeah, you know, some of y'all get into all that stuff, and then you're like, ooh, I got to meet this person. You know, but just because they got all that stuff, that don't mean they're wrapped tight in the head.
They got all that stuff, they ain't found nobody yet. It might be something wrong with them.
Exactly. See, that's nothing, too. Yep. If they're telling you, I got this and that and this and that, okay, you need to think, okay, so why don't you have nobody if you got all this? You know what I'm saying? Why are you trying to be with a 14, 15-year-old? You know what I'm saying? You 30.
See? And another thing is, what you should invest in is a webcam.
A webcam.
Make sure you turn it off, and some of them got a little lint, a little shade to cover it up, because some people actually can, like, hack into your computer and look at you through your own webcam.
Mm-hmm.
But you should invest in a webcam, and the person you talk to, if they don't have one, I mean, it ain't nothing to get a webcam. If you can afford one, buy one, send it to them. That way you can actually see what they look like.
Yeah.
And if they don't want to use it, well, I guess, you know, they're not worth talking to.
Exactly.
But this way you can actually see what the person looks like, if they're lying or whatever. If they've got certain times they can only be on the phone, whether somebody's going to be walking behind them, like they got a girlfriend or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, checking all of it.
Yep. Tommy, that is really good. Because, I mean, you know, we're not going to sit here and tell you not to do it, not to. I mean, because people, you know, you're going to do what you want to do. But if you're going to do something that's like that, you know, be safe. And then what Tommy said about getting a webcam, that's very safe. Because, yeah, that's a good idea. Very good idea. Webcam it is, people. Mm-hmm. So Tommy said, you didn't have no webcam, though.
I don't have a webcam? No, I took a chance. But, I mean, I'm a risk taker, what can I say?
Well.
Everybody don't be like me. Again.
Well, all I can say is, Tom, I am very happy for you. I mean, you doing it. You in Arizona. You enjoying yourself. So how long have you been there?
I've been here since Wednesday of last week. And
okay.
The end of this week, I'm actually going to Vegas.
Going to Vegas, huh?
Yes, I am.
Then you're going to gamble, are you?
Who ain't?
Who, okay. Now, you already know what happens in Vegas stays there, don't you?
Hey, what happened here last night stays here. No, I'm just,
okay, Arizona. All right. Well, with that being said, we do have 5 minutes, and we're gonna get some final thoughts. So, Tommy, hit us up with your final thoughts, boy.
Be careful who you talk to online. Not everybody's as nice as they seem. Not everybody looks like what they look like on their profile, and not everybody is as they say they are. get yourself a webcam. Make sure you check them out. You know, take your time getting to know this person. Give it like two months, I'd say, at least, talking on the phone before you actually go out and meet this person. You know, have you some good conversation time. And
got it right.
Take it as it comes. And be careful who you talk to. You know, take a friend with you when you go to meet them.
Yeah.
Double date.
Very smart. My final thoughts would be, you know, for those people who get on MySpace and Facebook and all those type of sites, you know, and then, like, you are placing wrong information, just stop. I mean, because especially if you do want to meet the person, I mean, don't think just because you're being really, really nice that you're hoping that they're going to overlook, you know, how you look. No, it's good to start off right. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Just put your right pick, your right stats, your right whatever, and then, you know, let them like you for you, not for who you're trying to be. It's not good to start off with a lie.
And the naked pictures for the ladies, not a good way to meet a boyfriend. He's seen what you look like naked. He's seen what you look like naked. He knows what he wants now.
Exactly. But however, people, this has been keeping it real hot and fresh. And y'all know before we go, we got to do 10 ways you know you ghetto. Tori's out. I got it. Number 10, you know you in the ghetto if a cop stops you for weed. And instead of arresting you, he asks you, can he get a hit?
Excuse me. License registration? I ain't got none. How about that blunt over there? Could you pass that?
Right. You got that, don't you? I let you go.
Dang, officer, it's puff, puff, pass.
Oh, my God. Number 9. You know you ghetto when you save the same cooking grease to cook all your meals with. Now, I want to know, why is this steak tasting like some fish? That is so ghetto. Stop saving
my pork chop
grease.
Tastes like French fries.
You know what I'm saying? Dang. Number 8. You know you ghetto when you have so many bats in your house that when people come by, they feel like they in a cave. To the bat cave.
Hey, y'all. Y'all be quiet. I ain't trying to wake
you
up.
No, talking about, I'm serious. Could you imagine that? You go to somebody's house, and I mean, bats in there. I mean, have you seen those bats? I mean, they hang outside there. Could you imagine that? You'd be thinking, dang, what kind of chandelier is that?
I've been to somebody's house with roaches did like that.
They'd
be falling off the
wall,
ceiling trying to get hit. Yeah. Some things be flying in the room trying to crack some paper together or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
That's too much. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'll
never
go to
your house again.
Who? Wait a minute now.
Stop
number 7. Who house?
Your house.
You talking Mr. Waterbug, man. Are you serious?
Waterbug. What you talking about Waterbug? You got a Waterbug.
Yeah, I mean, I would never take another shower. I was like, dad, I didn't know I had all roommates for this shower. They would just run all out the faucet. Don't.
That's the one you left
your last time. Number 7. You know you ghetto if you have to use a pair of pliers to open your bedroom door.
You got to jiggle a little
bit.
Jiggle a little bit and turn to the right.
You know somebody like that. I ain't saying no names, though.
Mm-mm.
No names. I'll move on. Number 6. You might need to get the ghetto out of you if whenever you get arrested, your family don't even feel bad no more. They'd be like, oh, it's that time of month again. What you done did now?
People come home, he locked up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Oh, he just locked up. That's all? Oh. Tell me some real news. Number 5, you know you ghetto-fied when you're homesick on your vacation in New York City, and the only thing that makes you feel at home is whenever you see the rats and roaches. They're my cousin. They're my cousin.
Y'all
them
rats.
Them rats. Okay. Number 4, you know you ghetto when you're 3 months behind on your rent, but your cell phone bill is on point.
too. I need my phone. I gotta make calls. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I don't need a house. I go stay at my mama's house. I need my phone though. Ghetto. Number three, you know you ghetto when you have a busted window on your car, and instead of getting it fixed, you duct tape it up.
Put a little peephole on there.
Put a little peephole. That's for the gunshot.
And you gotta drive a window opening your door, reaching over the top. Yeah, just hand it over. Just hand it over.
He's stupid. Just put on the tape. I get it. Number two, you know you ghetto when on a job application where it asks you for references, you put a bunch of ghetto people with ghetto names with only pager numbers where they can be reached. Now, who in the world use pagers? I mean, do they even still make pagers?
I don't even know. That's a good question.
Wow.
But
pagers.
Better get you a prepaid phone.
Pretty much. Cricket. Anyway. And number one, you may have a ghetto situation at church if one of your deacons is sleeping with Sister Clara, who is sleeping with Brother Danny, who slept with Sister Patty, who slept with the preacher, who also slept with Deacon Cherry.
And ain't missed the Sunday yet, none of them.
They ain't got nothing to say about that one. Oh, my God. Thank y'all so much
for
joining us.
You better not putting your church on it like that.
Oh, not my church. Not my church. No, don't do that. No, do that. I'm going to go before I get in trouble. So y'all keep it real hot and fresh next Monday with a hot and fresh topic. This is your boy Zach and
Tommy.
We is out at Raleigh-Durham Chapel Hill. It is being. Peace.
Peace.